say okay with one and two, but not three.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, hold. Are you doing minutes? He's going to do the agenda? Okay. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the Paradise Town Advisory Board dated June 10th, 2025. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board Council may remove an item from the agenda and delay discussion relating to an item at all times. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commissioner PC for the final action. I ask you to turn your phones off or mute them so that there is no electronic devices that disturb the meeting. Please take all private conversations outside the room so all public and applicants can be heard. We have all board members here, but right now not present is Renee Wattis. And then can I get staff introductions?
Tyler, Dino Renzo, conference planning. And then Alvaro, Commissioner Gibson.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at this time they are at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. We don't have a podium. If clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any of members of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board council with majority votes. Can I get approval of the minutes for May 27th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move to approve the minutes from the May 27th, 2025 Paradise Advisory Board meeting.
There's a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for June 10th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve the agenda for tonight, June 10th, 2025, with no changes.
There's a motion to approve the agenda for June 10th, 2025. Can I, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And we're not doing that. No informal items or anything? Nothing done. Okay. We're going to go into the agenda. Is it okay if I read all three together?
Yeah.
Okay. ZC250238 Pro LLC, holdover zone change to reclassify 3.74 acres from an industrial light zone to an IP industrial park zone within an airport overlay, generally located on the south side of Quail Avenue and the west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Item on agenda item number two, VS250239 Pro LLC amended holdover vacant abandonment easement and interest to the Clark County located between Quail Avenue and Oquendo Road and between the Wayne Road and Valley View Boulevard, a portion of the right-of-way being Valley View Boulevard located between Quail Avenue and Oquendo Road, previously not notified, a portion of the right-of-way being Quail Avenue located between Wayne Road and Valley View Boulevard, and a portion of the right-of-way being Oquendo Road located between Wayne Road and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Item number three, UC250240. Pro LLC amendment of Dover use permit for the following: number one, a proposed hotel; number two, personal services beauty salon; number three, outdoor dining, drinking, and cooking; number four, living entertainment; and five, restaurant and related facilities. A waiver of development standards for the following: number one, increased building height; number two, reduced parking; number three, reduce and eliminate street landscaping; number four, reduce drive alleys with no longer, you don't need that anymore, Number five, allow existing attached sidewalk. You're not doing, no longer need any more there. And number six, alternate driveway. Design review for the purpose of a hotel at 3.74 acres of an industrial park zone within airport overlay, generally located south Quail Avenue and west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening, Board. On the overhead, you can see that this is an existing proposal that the staff report reads that this use at this height is consistent with the zoning district plan. They support this and all the other use permits listed. We requested a holdover from last session's Paradise Town Board 2 weeks ago because we reconfigured the main driveway at the Port of Share over here. The architect spoke with the fire department and was able to remove the fire lane shown on the original plan. Thereby, we've removed a major point of conflict for vehicles that was the initial concern of Public Works. Public Works was able to put us in just yesterday to discuss further. The ingress now needs road depth, and they since changed their recommendation to support the project. So now all waivers for like number six have moved to Public Works approval. The only waivers remaining on the updated staff report are 3B and C. Title 30 wants bushes to exist from the back of the curb right around every corner and to join on Valley View as well as on the south or Oak Window. These photos demonstrate that there are drop inlets and existing drainage patterns right at the back of the curb that we can't remove, and we also can't plant bushes on top of these concrete areas. So we weren't able to resolve those, but we've addressed all other staff concerns with the exception of the few bushes at the corner, which again, we're also expected to meet federal ADA standards, which means mobility and curb people should be able to navigate that corner, which is why we can't remove that sidewalk. And this is also listed, in RTC standard 235. So the only waivers remaining have to do with those bushes. I'm here to answer any questions that you can have.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing nobody, closing it to the public and open it to the board.
I'm here for the board. There's several protest cards, which we don't normally see on projects like this, filed on each of the applications. Do you have any idea where those might be coming from? Are there any problems with the neighbors?
I don't. Nobody's reached out to me, and this site is located at the southwest corner of Valley View and Oquendo. So we're right across the street from the area that's been recategorized as commercial tourist, and the site has become nothing but a 2,000-foot street, both at Wendo and Quail, that eventually terminates in railroad tracks. So all we have is warehouses and distribution centers and, frankly, junkyards. I don't understand how nobody's expressed to me how the eight-story hotel would have a negative impact on those properties.
Yes, I looked at a gas station on one corner, and it just made no sense. As I say, traditionally with these commercial ones, we don't see protest cards. If we're down to just A and B as the only waivers, I think waiver six is the largest one. Can you confirm that they were able to meet with Public Works? Did you get that note?
So we didn't get. We didn't get confirmation from Public Works for us to confirm that was here.
Okay. So that was this afternoon then?
It was yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning? Okay.
So what do I do with? Well, are we just going to, because we could do it on.
I would make a recommendation that if, that we approve it subject to the approval of Public Works of item number, waiver number six, because if they change their mind, and or don't send over the paperwork as that had happened, then she's held up before the BCC.
So do you want to make a motion for item number one and two approval and then do a motion?
A separate one for
yeah.
Two. John, did you have anything before I make a motion?
No, I was just reading what Public Works has said so far, but I think you need to wait.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make a motion for approval of items number one and two, which are the holdover zone change and the amended holdover vacate and abandoned, subject to staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve item number one and two with, can I just with preliminary staff conditions?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then do you want to do the for item number?
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to approve item number three, subject to the, if approved, preliminary staff conditions and the condition that item or waiver number six has been approved by Public Works. So that would be the added condition?
That was the added condition. I'll make sure.
Say if I'm going to say it wrong. There's a motion on the floor to approve item number three with preliminary staff conditions, with the condition that Public Works approved
waiver number six.
Waiver number six. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Have a good night. Applicant, item number four. Agenda, come on up. I'm going to read it in. AP number, owner, let's see. I'm going to go back to the beginning of this way. I don't like the way it right there. ET254-00055, UC230102, VT1 LLC, Sierra Ridge Storage LLC, use permit, first extension of time for mini warehouse facility, waiver development standards for the following. Increase wall height, 2, allow access to a local street, 3, allow non-standard improvements in the right-of-way, and 4, reduce driveway distance from the intersection. Design review for the proposed mini warehouse facility on a 1.5 acre of a commercial general zone, generally located on the west side of Backstage Boulevard and south side of DI within Paradise.
Good afternoon, my name is Kurt Walden, 7024 by Sony Street, 89149. With PD&A Architects representing the owners of ET1 and Sierra Ridge for a proposed roughly 104,000 square foot three-story storage facility at the intersection of East Desert Inn Road and Backstage Boulevard. We were previously approved 2 years back, roughly, so it expired May of this year, so we're essentially asking for an extension of time for the project. I brought some pretty pictures if anyone cares to see, just to re-see what we have planned out here. And essentially our holdup is, let me go back to the site plan here. I hate to say it, we're waiting on civil. But there's also a challenging item in the middle of the site that we've been working with. There's a power pole kind of right in the middle of the site. So we're working with NV Energy to get the plans right and squared away. Right now we're at the point with our civil plans where everything is approved except for Public Works. In that we have some easements and vacations that and also a parcel map that is pending approval based on approval of the civil plans. And where we stand with that is essentially the owner has to pay the bond and then it'll go through and they'll recognize that we're proceeding. The owner is in the midst of closing up 2 other storage properties in the town right now, so I think they're kind of next month's planned completion of one of them. So that's essentially it.
Just curious, is that the one off the main road?
I'm sorry.
Is that the one off of Flamingo?
No, sir. Well, actually, Buffalo and between Flamingo and Trop.
Yeah.
So, yes, correct. The orange metal panel on it kind of looks similar to it.
Okay. I'm going to hold on.
Yeah,
I was just kidding.
Are you finished with your presentation for right now? I just have to open it to the public.
Yes.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak from the public on this item? If you want to speak, you can come on up and do.
Can I just ask a question?
You can come up with that, state your name and your address, and then we'll close it to the public, and then he'll or us will answer your question. But you have to direct the question to us, not him. So if you want to ask, you could come up. You sure? Okay. You positive? It's not. You just ask the question in the mic. We just have to get your name on record. So all you do is, you can even have the mic right there if you want. Okay. Seeing no one that wants to speak from the public, we're going to close it to the public and open it to the board. Did you have another company you wanted to confirm?
Where are you at with Nevada Energy?
I believe the plans are complete, and we basically need to give them the go-ahead. Once the bond is placed, the construction has already been bid for the preliminary underground work to remove the pole and begin the process. We've got a schedule laid out with them. We've got a utility coordinator. Everything's been coordinated. We just have to
submit the bond. Okay, so there's cooperation and this thing is going to move forward.
Yep.
Because I've been wondering, I'd like to see something get built on that lot.
Yeah, it really sharpen up the intersection there.
Mm-hmm. It's changing time to the 20. Yeah. So just if you had a problem with the length of time, then
okay. I just want to be sure that we're moving ahead.
Yes, sir. Proceeding forward.
Yeah. What else? Mm-hmm. Do you have anything, Susan?
Nope.
Okay, if nobody has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Item number 5 is the presenter here. Hi. ET25400056UC22017A Legacy Funeral Holdings, Nevada LLC, use permit for extension of time for funeral home design review for a funeral home of modifications of an existing parking lot in conjunction with an existing cemetery on a portion of 21.6 acres in a PF public facility zone within airport overlay. Generally located on south of Patrick Lane and Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Legacy Funeral Homes. So this is the existing Davis Funeral Homes just across Eastern from the airport. We received approval back in 2022 for an additional expansion of the funeral home and some additional parking. As you see in the staff report, we have several permits issued already. Our drainage report is done, our offsite permits are done. So just asking for our first extension then.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff's recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
It was muted. It's yes. Okay.
We carry. Is applicant for come on up? WS250280 per Ado Williams Sanchez use permit to allow a what is that? The bird thing. Okay, waiver of development standards for the following: increase land hardscape. I think it's supposed to say landscape, hardscape?
No,
okay, hardscape, and reduced setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence of 0.2 acres in a RS5.2 residential single-family zone, generally located on Brittlewood Avenue and west of Pearl Street within Paradise.
Hi, hello everyone. I'm good evening. My name is Andrea Lara, last name L-A-R-A, and I reside at 296 Main Eden Avenue. And we are here tonight on behalf of the homeowner. The homeowner did an addition to his house for a new living room and patio cover, thinking he could have a reduction of 10 feet after reading the zoning of this property. However, his streets are not collector or arterial streets for this code to apply. This is the addition in the rear north side of the house, and we are kindly asking for a 10-foot setback reduction where 20 feet are required. This new addition will comply with standard construction code, won't be very visible from street views, and will blend with the same materials, roofing, and colors to match the existing home. Secondly, the homeowner cleaned up all his front yard, since it wasn't very visible for the cars because of these big shrubs, as you can see here on the screen. This is the before. He also proceeded and poured 100% concrete without knowing it needed to be 60% hardscape and 40% landscaping. This is the reason we are asking for hardscape to be 100% coverage instead of 60%. By this change, he enhanced better visibility for the cars and better curb appeal to the surroundings. Lastly, we are requesting a use permit and waiver for an aviary structure on the south side of the house. This structure is architecturally compatible with the primary house storage on the north side, and this aviary will be maintained solely for recreational and hobbyist purposes, keeping 15 or less pigeons as permitted. The aviary structure is a 0-foot side street setback where 10 feet are required. However, this aviary structure is facing the street side where there are no houses, and the CMU fence blocks mostly the view of it.
Are you good?
And if you guys have any questions,
okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing to the public, opening to the board.
My dad raised pigeons when I was a kid. Are they tumblers? What do they do? Usually when you raise pigeons, you let them out, they fly in the pattern, they come back. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's your problem number one with the Department of Aviation. You have to be at least 5 miles from an air operations area, and you're only 1.7 miles. So you can't have pigeons in your location that are going to fly. That's aviation. It's pretty cut and dry. The second thing is that all concrete has zero curb appeal. The whole point of landscaping, even though we're in a water shortage, there's plenty of desert landscaping that you could do that's attractive. Having an entire concrete front is not. There's no appeal to that at all. I looked at it, it's like you're using it like a giant playground. And so you're going to have to do something. You can have a driveway and a courtyard out front, but to absolutely fill up every portion of your lot around your pool, you've got concrete. About the only thing I could see giving you a waiver for is the 20-foot setback. So you wouldn't have to tear down the new area. However, since you did it without a permit, you do have to go back and get building permits for all that. I mean, this is one of the problems that we see with homeowners is you just start building. Everything requires a permit in the county, everything. Putting in a new hot water heater requires a permit.
He was getting a permit, sir. But architect before he died, and he took your rehab permit to start building, and he go for inspection. There was no permit.
And so, why didn't he get permits then?
Because later he got a letter from the county that he needed to go permit.
So he believed that when the gentleman that was building the past had the permits, he built the thing, but didn't get a copy of the permits.
Right.
So if he pulled them at that time, even if he's the guy that pulled them, is done, you should have a record that, but he didn't. You're saying there was none, so he basically
never
didn't.
Anything.
Okay, so you're saying that you, on good faith, the owner
yes.
thought that there
even
was permits.
Lamar, but it was,
so it's just important that, you know, everybody in the county knows you can't build a pigeon coop. You can't build a chicken coop. You can't set up a tent without going to get a permit. So, as I say, I can see waiving that setback, but as far as the pigeons and the concrete, I would say we would need to make changes.
I have a quick comment on the cement, because it's poured, and I agree with her that it's not attractive. Would you be willing to add planters to buffer on that to make it more look like a area that had some kind of greenery? So like an actual built in, something that would actually house enough plants, not just a pot out there that would be sitting
and
there.
And,
you know,
do like openings in the concrete.
I mean, like anything that would be suggested, like that, even a planter that's raised, because you could build it along there with the height. You know what I mean? Because you have a block wall, right? It's kind of like a wall that goes around. Even a planter that you could put there along that wall and put plants in, you would at least have green. You wouldn't just have cement. So.
They would need to submit a landscape plan.
Right.
The building permit.
But if he doesn't want to tear it out, he could. That's only suggestion that if he's not going to tear it out, he could submit that and
the,
ask.
The problem with allowing this is it sets a precedent. So if you say, yeah, we'll let you keep your landscaping, we aren't going to make you tear it or make keep your concrete, we're not going to make you tear it out. What's to stop everybody on the street from saying, I don't want to pay a water bill, I'll just pour landscaping, and everybody can have landscaping, and that increases the heat in the valley, and we have a huge...
Well, in this area, most of the houses in front have stone that's going to attract heat. It's not cement, but it's stone. It's not landscaping. So if you look at all the houses surrounding, I don't see a lot of front landscaping. They went to all just leaving it dirt. And sometimes that's not as attractive as having a stamped cement, but I do get your point, because
code allows dirt. Code doesn't allow.
Right, and I understand that, but the that's the only thing I would be okay. I mean, I would suggest. I mean, like I said, you can't. You'll get turned. You'll probably get a no here, but you could go back and see what they would do. Like even if you took out a portion of the cement and put the plant something in that puts you to the percentage that would make them comfortable and you comfortable, that would work.
Okay.
So that would be something you'd have to read, because it's not on your application today, so. Anybody else?
I don't care for the precedent. Having the Avery, you still plan to release birds?
No.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's like a call.
We're 5 miles where I live from the airport. We're 5 miles out.
Okay.
Those planes come over us at about 3,800 to 4,100 feet, okay? By the time they get within a mile of the airport, they're pretty low. I don't know, maybe 1,000 feet or so. And I don't think setting the precedent of this, of what we're doing here, I don't think it's a good idea within a mile of the airport. Because we can't. You say you won't release them. What if they get out? What if one gets out? What if one else brings down an airplane? Okay. I mean, it can happen. You're running an Avery, birds get loose sometimes. I just don't think it's a wise idea to even allow it.
I was asking, because she said her dad owned pigeons. I'm like, is there another reason why we own pigeons? Because most people don't want pigeons.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to educate myself. What is the purpose?
He used to send us in there, and we had a seed, and we had to shake the sand for all of them.
Okay, so we're back to the... Do you want to make a motion?
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to... deny the use permit for the Avery, deny waiver 1, approve waiver 2A, and deny waiver 2B, subject to the additional plan, staff recommendations.
So you deny the use of it as an Avery?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So there'll be no... The setback is for the building addition. We're allowing the building addition, but we're not going to allow the Avery or the concrete.
So basically, you're only approving
I'm only approving
2A. 2A. So
gotcha.
Can I just say in reference that there's a motion on the floor to deny all waivers except for 2A?
Yes, and the design review.
Okay. And the design review. All in favor?
Use permit.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So you'll go forward, but I would definitely try to work on figuring out before you go forward to get that percentage of that cement down so that they have some options, landscaping plans, and that will help you and go forward with it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
7.
Mm-hmm. Is applicant 7 here?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Okay, I'll read it. AR254000054 UC240054 JP Morgan Bridge Irrevocable Trust and Woodard Tarnetta Trust Trita. use permit first application for review for an exotic wild animal in conjunction with an existing single family residence in 2.63 acres of a RS20 residential single family zone generally located on Aquendo and 620 feet east of Lamb Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome.
Hi, Maria. I'm Tarnita.
Make sure you state your full name and then your address.
Tarnita Woodard, Jamal Rashid, 4311 East Aquendo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89012.
Is that on?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's on. You don't have to repeat it, but unless she needs it. You need it. Okay. There you go. Thank you.
So we've met all the requirements for the city planning control. We're working really closely with Don Ford. She's the main animal control officer, lieutenant. We've had zero complaints. We've passed everything from the baby shots, the chip, the microphone chip, air tags, everything. We have zero complaints from anybody. We're just here so you guys can recommend that you move for us. Those are happy to answer questions you guys have.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I did receive a card in the mail because I'm one of your neighbors. Typically, I would not speak if I got a card, but since this is a different type of item than we normally see regarding property rights, I got a call yesterday from Chris Marcoux. Do you remember Chris down the street?
Yes, very nice guy.
Yes, very nice guy. He called to let me know that he was taking 15 protest cards down to the county yesterday, that 15 of the neighbors didn't want you to move forward. And then I got 2 phone calls from people in the neighborhood to let me know, because they knew I'm on the board, to let me know. They didn't give me reasons that I could say, hey, Jamal, you need to do this, you need to do that. They just wanted to let me know that they didn't want it to move forward. I know the gentleman that lives directly behind you who told me your previous cat got out, but no one said anything about this one. So what my thought is, like you said, you got no complaints. We're a pretty tight, sometimes too nosy neighborhood. To be honest, I get a lot of phone calls from people about stuff. So I think, you know, I'm not going to say no. What I'm going to say is to keep the one-year review to make sure there's no further complaints going forward. So we need to work out some kind of communication for you to maybe know the neighbors better so they understand whatever issues they have with you. It's not because of the cat. I don't know, because they didn't tell me why. They just said, you know, please don't let this go forward. Okay.
Yes, we haven't had any complaints ourselves. Nobody's called on at the animal control. That's why I said we have
Yeah.
I don't know what
That's If you when you get to know the neighborhood better, and you've been there a long time.
Yeah, we've been there 21 years.
Yeah, people call me to call for them. I can give them all the numbers, Susan. But I don't, you know, unless it's a serious complaint, and nobody's called me about you at all in the last several years. So I can't see, even though I, you know, can say I should represent my neighbors, they don't want you to have a cat. I'm going to say okay with the 1 year of you continuing for. I know one of the things you asked for was the 1 year of you. Yeah. And then let's, you know, you as a neighbor, find out what everybody's problem is, so you don't have to keep coming back here.
Yeah, honestly, we're very lucky.
Yep. Most people.
Any complaints about anything? I think it's the age thing sometimes, or a situation. I'm a music producer, so I don't know.
But there's no noise. I haven't heard any noise complaints. No, I think it's you know, it's a very eclectic
personal thing. Yeah.
Community, and but they talk.
Yeah, I have a federal license for him as well, so emotional support license for him, which is, you know, something else that I've had for since I've had him. He is my emotional support animal. Like I said, this is actually the best cat I've ever had. He doesn't really love being home, very loving.
He looks bigger in the picture. He did the the little scan you did on the back, which makes it realistic, like the size. I mean, he's gorgeous. I mean, I'd want to come over and play with it more. If you were my neighbor, you would probably have to give me like days that I could get. Yeah. I think the biggest fear with neighbors is that when they think of an exotic cat or animal, they don't realize that there is. We're not thinking like there, you know. Right.
So if you know Chris, that's a good place to start. All the neighbors go to him. That's why he got all the cars to take to the county.
No, for sure.
And see what you can do.
And not to interrupt you, but Robert is like my property manager. He goes my assistant. Robert's very vocal with all the neighbors. I don't really socialize much. I stay home. But he goes around. He speaks to everybody. We have an open policy to everybody. If there's any problem, call us. We'd love to work it out. But if there's something that's a personal thing, we can't control it. You know.
Yeah.
But like I said, we have nothing supporting any reason why anybody would have any complaints unless it's something personal.
So you put a motion already?
With the one else has a comment. John,
no,
you've been here
I don't
since
have
the
problem. I've known people that have had these cats.
Well, you've been coming here 15 years now.
Yeah.
The monkey, the snake.
No more monkeys, no more snakes. He's the only guy we have left here. Obviously, he's been annoying more animals, but his mom was just been 12 years old. I got him. Literally, the first week I had him, I was in bed. He tried to bite my chest. He's just very, very attached to me, so I don't want him to lose his life. So he's more of a rescue animal, because where I get him, she's a rescue shelter as well.
Nice.
So
she's very pretty.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion
If you let the neighbors know, Robert is always available. If they want to come talk, they want to visit. He's in a closed cage with an AC unit, a heater when it's cold. He's in the house a lot of the time. He goes, we like to give him almost his natural habitat.
I'll call Chris and we'll see if we can't get you.
Chris is amazing.
Okay, you too.
All right.
She's going to give her a call. She'll talk.
I'm going to make a motion for approval with a 1 year review for a public hearing and all other preliminary staff conditions.
Very good.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with all other preliminary staff conditions, adding a 1 year review. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you so much. Is there a way we can contact you?
Yeah.
Just to resolve this, thank you guys. Thank you.
Have a good night. Go ahead and take this so you have for when you move forward. Yeah. You won't have to copy everything again.
This number will ring straight through to my cell.
Is applicant for item number 8 here? Okay. Thank you. Have a good night. VS250363 CPLV Property Owner LC Vacant and Abandonment Easement of Interest to Clark County Location located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Frank Sinatra Drive and Twain Avenue and Flamingo Road within Paradise. Yes. SDR 250362 CPLV Property Owner LLC Sign Design Review for modifications of a previously approved comprehensive sign plan in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Caesar's Palace, on 80.13 acres of a CR commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Thank you. Rebecca Miltonberger, 100 Public City Park Bay, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. I'm here this evening on behalf of applicant for 8 and 9. The applicant is Caesar's Palace, and they are looking to build a new marquee sign generally in this area, so the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo. So they are looking to build a new freestanding marquee sign with a singular base and then up to the height from grade, it'll be 210 feet. It'll have four sign panels. The two large panels will be facing north and south with the similar panels on the east and west sides of the property. The sign is located about 100 feet from Flamingo, and then the base of the sign will be set back about 48 feet from Las Vegas Boulevard. So there's no waivers requested for any of the setbacks. And then additionally, this sign is located over 1,000 feet from the existing marquee that is close to the main entrance for Caesar's Palace. The applicant is seeking a design review for the sign, and then also seeking a vacation of some airspace. There is an existing pedestrian easement that you can see in this green area. And so they are seeking an easement to relinquish the portion of the airspace for the eastern portion of the sign. So it'll be approximately this area here. The clearance under the sign is 44 feet, so there's plenty of room for continued pedestrian traffic, emergency vehicles if necessary. Staff is recommending approval of both items, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. You make a motion tonight.
Madam Chair, if there are no other questions or comments, I would move to approve item 8 and 9, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve agenda items number 8 and 9 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Agenda item 10.
What? 10 and 11 are the same.
Yeah. We're going to hear them together, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's, yeah. BS 240644RK Vegas Circle LLC vacant and abandonment of portion of right-of-way between Black Canyon Avenue located between Vegas Plaza Drive and Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, portion of right-of-way between Pershing Avenue and located between Vegas Plaza Drive, Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and a portion of right-of-way on Vegas Plaza Drive located between Black Canyon Avenue and Pershing. Avenue within Paradise. Agenda item 11, UC 230801 RK Vegas Circle LLC amendment of holdover use permit for the following place of worship on premises consumption of alcohol, service bar, super club, and tavern with outside dining and drinking no longer needed, allowing outside dining and drink in conjunction with the tavern no longer needed, for alcohol sales, beer and wine package only no longer needed. Number 5, alcohol sales, liquor package only no longer needed. 6, restaurants and outside dining and drinking no longer needed. 7, day spa no longer needed and a banquet facility with outside uses. 9, retail sales and services no longer needed, and 10, convention of facility expansion halls no longer needed. So on this one, we only have, what, two?
Two.
waiver of development standards for the following: increased building height, no longer needed. Do I have to read the ones that say no?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, permit. The airspace, no longer needed. Number three, reduced setbacks, no longer needed. Four, reduced parking, no longer needed. Number five, reduce loading spaces. Six, allow alternate street landscaping, no longer needed. Seven, reduce EV capable parking spaces previously notified. Eight, allowing modified street standards. Nine, allowing modified driveway design standards. 10, allowing non-standard improvements within a right-of-way, no longer needed. And and standards at number 10, allowing non-standard improvements within a right-of-way, no longer needed. And 11, reduce right-of-way within previous not notified. Design review for the following: 1, hotel; 2, place of worship; 3, shopping center, including the following: day spa, retail sales, service, and restaurants; 4, on-premises consumption of alcohol, service bars, clubs, supper clubs, and taverns, no longer needed; convention facilities, halls, no longer needed; 6, parking garage with subterranean levels; and 7, outdoor deck with pool area of 0.6 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located on the south side of Black Mountain Avenue and the west side of Vegas Plaza, Plaza Drive within Paradise. That is a lot of no longer needed.
Good evening, board and chair. Bethany O'Heeney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. And I know board members Phillips and Williams have seen this project before. So to just orient you to the site and give you a little history on the site. The site is located on the south side of Black Canyon Drive and the west side of Vegas Plaza Drive. Now this site is basically buried within the TI and former Mirage site. It's a 0.53 acre site that was historically not purchased by Wynn when he was developing both the Mirage and the Treasure, subsequently Treasure Island. Now, the county makes sure they have legal access that goes from basically the west, which is Sammy Davis Drive, to Vegas Plaza Drive, which is, these are all public streets, to Black Canyon Avenue, and this is Vegas Plaza Drive, and to Pershing Avenue. So access to the site, primary access to the site, is from Vegas Plaza Drive onto the site, and of course there are internal driveways that are the TI driveways that were all built, which also provide access. This project could be seen as a redevelopment and an infill project. It is zoned CR, just like all the other properties. It's within the resort corridor. The first application, which is number 10, is a vacation and abandonment of the streets surrounding the site, which is Black Canyon, Vegas Plaza, and Pershing Avenue. This had to be done because the code kept changing as we were going through the redesigns and going back and forth, where first you could have attached sidewalk, then you couldn't, and now it's all detached. So we had to detach the sidewalk and come back and do the vacation. And by detaching the sidewalk, these existing public streets that have existed since basically the 80s, when this whole area was developed with the Mirage, were existing public streets. So to conform to title, what I call 31, current title 30, with the detached sidewalk, we had to reduce the width of Pershing Drive, which is the main access to the hotel. This is a non-gaming hotel. And in December, we went before the board The project got approved, but because of the detached sidewalks with the code change and all, and resulting in us having to reduce Person Drive, we have to come back and redo the application. But staff had previously recommended approval, and town board had also approved it. But we had been waiting for the vacation since December, so here we are today. The hotel is a non-gaming hotel. It's 486 rooms. The height is 648, which is basically the same as the similar height to the others. It is non-gaming, and it's hotel rooms and suites. And just to anticipating some questions, basically the main access to the hotel is from Pershing. So they can use any of the other internal private streets from Las Vegas Boulevard or from Spring Mountain Road, which is to our north. But the main access would be from Sammy Davis to Vegas Plaza Drive, and then entering off Pershing Avenue. All access, and we know our neighbors are concerned, is egress is from Pershing. The only access onto Black Canyon is for loading in this area. So that's the only access onto Black Canyon. Now, both fire department and public works are okay. So if you look at the public works waivers, which are basically 8, 9, and 11, they recommended approval and have requested that the traffic study address. Now, prior to submitting this application, and as we talked to our neighbors, we created two traffic mitigation plans because they had questions. It's not required for a hotel of 486 rooms, but we did it as a courtesy and as a good neighbor to alleviate some of their concerns, even prior to going forward with the application. It's not, the traffic study is not submitted to the county yet because the county wouldn't accept it because really that wasn't a project as we were doing that. So the recommendation is that we do the traffic study and address all issues just like any hotel. The previous traffic mitigation plans and studies we did were to address entry and exit and circulation in the area, which shows that with 486 rooms of a specialty niche hotel with a synagogue, really won't impact our neighbors that are resort hotels. Some 2,000 plus rooms for the TI and 3,000 plus for the Hard Rock and its redevelopment. So we're in beach, and therefore we believe that the mitigation and the traffic analysis we already performed and will expand for the county addresses those issues. Now, you can see that there were only two special use permits, which is for the place of worship, the Shabbat or the place or synagogue, and also the banquet facility. The only reason we had to do a special use permit for the banquet facility is that specifically in today's code, it says it has to have access from collectors or arterials. Where Spring Mountain is an arterial, it's not too far, so is Sammy Davis, but we're not right on it because Vegas Plaza is not an arterial. So that's why we did the use permit. On the waivers, you see a lot of no longer required because going from former Title 30 to current Title 30, all the alcohol type uses are all in the business license code, so we had to delete all of those. I wish they had gone back and cleared it all out. I apologize for that, but here we are. So the waivers are 5, 7, 8, 9, and 11. And 2 are planning waivers dealing with loading. And as we all know, hotels actually determine their logistics. So I don't know of any hotel I can speak to that, because I've done quite a few of those, both in the county and outside, that no hotel has ever provided a parking requirement based on square footage. They base it on operations. So we reduced that to 3. And then on the EV space, what we did was We provided as much as possible for the installed, and then more for the capable. So as people use these, we will add more into the installed. And staff was okay with that strategy. Landscaping, we met all landscaping requirements. We tried to reduce all the setback waivers. So even with a lot of this size, we were sure to meet all the setback requirements. And based on circulation, just so we can address the issue of our neighbors, since everything is off Pershing Avenue, you basically enter and we have a mezzanine level, and when you get there, you drop the car off. There were waivers, public work waivers for throw depth, but public works was okay with it because as you enter, there's enough depth that you make the curves into it, so there will be no stacking. Now, guests can go up and self-park, but then when you get to the mezzanine level, which is this portion of it, you can drop off the car and valet. And the intent, listening to our neighbors, is to encourage more people to valet. But everything is circulating inside. There's a subterranean level, which is for valet, and then self-parking, it's on a higher level. Just like the Mandarin, now the Waldorf, our lobby is on the 14th level, so you drop your car off, get into the elevators, and get to the 14th floor, get checked in. We're trying to kind of contain everything to mitigate or reduce perceived impact to our large neighbors. The Hyatt Hotel, which was approved by the FAA with their determination, and also has we've also gone back and extended, is 648 feet. They didn't have an issue with it. And so as you can see, there's levels underneath, there's about five levels underneath, and then you have this level, which is parking and circulation, and then the tower. And these are the parking levels. I'll just show you a couple other pages. And then these are the rooms. They're rooms and suites. The smallest is about 526 square feet, and it goes up to about 52 plus for the larger suites. So we meet all other requirements such as sections, and therefore staff recommended approval even with that waiver with reduction because fire, both fire and public works were okay. So we're just back here asking for your approval for the vacation, which is a code requirement which we need, and also to reduce the width portion that only serves us because there's a cul-de-sac, so it doesn't serve anybody else. And this is why public works recommended approval. We do accept all the conditions and in the staff write up, and I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this item from the public?
Driveway for the loading docks. There is concern about
you know, how many trucks, loading trucks, are going to be backing up in this area and then exiting onto Black Canyon, blocking traffic, blocking employees getting in and out of their driveway. And then we understand that the project has been designed as best as possible to mitigate any of the backup issues on Pershing, but with this being the only access point and it being ingress and egress for all of the guests and employees for the new project, there are still concerns about the cars stacking up and backing onto Vegas Plaza Drive, which is used as the access to Black Canyon, and then also used to access Buccaneer, which is here, which provides additional access to San Diego Street.
Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing nobody, I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board. Do you want to address?
Yes. Black Canyon is a public street, and so is Pershing. So we go straight in, do load, and then go out. So that's the only time Black Canyon is used, versus all the employees coming out of the shared Hard Rock and TI are using that same public street. So we believe there's no mitigation we really need to do there because we use it less than they do. As also explained, all the circulation for us, for employees, for guests, is from Pershing. Pershing has an oversized cul-de-sac. So even if somebody got lost and didn't go right in, they would just circulate back and go right in. Therefore, we believe there's no impact to them, and there's no access, since this is a cul-de-sac, Pershing is a cul-de-sac, there's no access to that private drive Rebecca just talked about. Now, everyone uses Simon Davis. That's our address is off Vegas Plaza. So most people will be directed from Simon Davis. But they're going to use back in here, which is in front of the guest garage, coming off Spring Mountain and from Las Vegas Boulevard. Just like both resorts, they're going to use those existing driveways. So really, with 486 rooms for a non-gaming hotel, it's de minimis. We're not really impacting them. This is an existing site that is already developed. We're just developing it, and it's an infill development, which the county, based on all its policies, especially in the strip corridor, supports. That's why they recommend it. Thank you.
Okay. I think we closed it to the public already.
Okay.
So now it's to us.
John, do you want to start? Since you and I were the ones.
I had a question here on the staff. It says, I know staff is recommending approval, but it says here on waivers 8 and 9, staff needs the technical studies to further address the circulation concerns.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, they're recommending approval, they figure they'll get it figured out.
No, we're still waiting on the study.
You're still waiting on the study. So Public Works really hasn't approved it on that yet.
Correct.
Just want to clarify that.
Well, I think I was here too because
but now this is a non-gaming.
It is
so
not
Treasure
gaming.
Island is a gaming. How many rooms does Treasure Island have?
It has about 2,000 plus.
Yeah.
And then Mirage had, Mirage basically started the mega resort room about 3,000 plus, whatever, hard work, you know.
But it's going to turn into a guitar.
Yes,
and a room. But you're non-gaming, you've got 400 rooms, so your traffic is significantly less.
Less.
In and out, because there's no gaming.
It's no gaming. It does have, especially commercial, but it's, I mean, compared to these mega resorts, it's pretty small.
That's all. I just want to clarify.
I'm going to throw something back at you, Rebecca.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Whenever the big hotels come to us and want to reduce the parking for somebody else, they always tell me, well, everybody uses Uber and cabs, so we don't need parking. And so that's what I'm going to say about this. The majority of people going to this hotel are going to be in Uber and cabs. And there's the traffic, I don't think, is going to be as heavy there as it is for a lot of the other hotel and casinos that we see.
Significantly less.
John and I were on the board when we approved it back in December, and one of the things I noted at that time is that, you know, though it's a small parcel and it goes up, everything in New York is on a small parcel and goes up, and they're able to deal with the parking and the loading and everything else. So I agree with the infill. We're going to start seeing different types of projects. That's one of the reasons the code changed, where you don't have to have as much parking as you used to have. The question I had for you, Lebony, was when you mentioned all the drinking now goes under business, is that the same with the day spa and the convention? Is all that going under business license now?
No, some of the uses are being allowed by right instead of by use permit because
okay.
the old Title 30, that you, was a laundry list of uses.
Yeah, you guys used to list everything you could possibly ever conceive of.
Yes.
And we would read.
Yes.
Okay.
So some of those are things allowed by right now, especially for a hotel. And that, and in this case, the two things that we had to ask for was for the place of worship. And really, it was on the banquet facility. It was just because it's not on Spring Mountain, Las Vegas Boulevard, or Sunny Days, which are arterial, but they are all within a quarter mile of the parcel.
The only problem I had was the loading spaces, and I know we say New York handles it, but I've been in New York when we've had a function, and I've been in Chicago when we've done function, and when they're delivering stuff and you don't have the parking and you don't have the, it just gets stacked up. And I know that when they were here last time, they mentioned that something about if you had delivery trucks in the delivery area, it would get backed up because then how would that work? Because you do banquets and stuff. So do you guys have you set up a plan for the, where else they can sit if you're doing banquets and like any other events in your, for your unloading and loading? Do you have a plan just to see, like, so you don't get the stacking on it?
Yes. And what we're going to do is address it with a traffic study and all of those things. And if you look at, in the staff report, staff has asked that all these things and circulation be addressed. We did look more on the traffic mitigation plans. We did more intersections and how it will impact. And I understand what you're saying about the loading, but what we tried to do, this is why we created that longer driveway and having them stuck up now. Most of the time, banquets won't be happening at the same time as logistics overall for the hotel, because normally they're staged early in the day or later in the day.
Right.
So banquets will be happening during the peak hours of the operations, so there won't be any conflicts.
Do you have anything else?
Nope. You
have okay. So basically, because you clarified it, the motion, the waivers you're asking that we only have to really approve is 5, 7, 8, 9, and 11.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
With preliminary staff conditions? Okay.
But you want to do 10 and 11.
Well, the first one, I would probably do 10 by itself, right?
Okay.
And
yeah.
Just do, for the that's the abandonment, right? So I'll put a motion on the floor to approve with staff recommendations for the vacant and abandonment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then on 11, I'll make a motion to approve waivers 5, 7, 8, 9, and 11 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lord. I love
you. And what do we got? 12? 12 and 13. Good. Okay. Is agenda item 12. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. WS250301, Molina Brenda. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, 2, reduce separations, 3, increase hardscape area, 4, reduce driveway distance, 5, reduce light pole distance, and 6, increase driveway width in conjunction with an existing single family residence of a 0.21 acres of an RS 5.2 residential single family zone, generally located on Sela D. Ronaldo and West AVD. I'm lousy with names. Avidinia del Sol within Paradise.
Okay.
Welcome.
I'm asking for waivers, approval for waivers. I did build a shed on the side of the house where 8 inches is, was 28 inches and 5 feet are required. Also, separations from the house where it's 3 feet and 4 inches and 6 feet are required. The shed has no electricity or plumbing and it's under 200 feet. It is movable, it has a platform, but it is movable. Also, in the reach of the house, there's a shed on the east side of the house, which I was told that I need to also ask for a waiver. The separation from the house is 4 inches, where 6 feet are required. I'm also asking for a waiver for the driveway, where there is a, from the property line, it is 8 inches, where it's 6 feet required, and then on the other side, on the east, northeast side, there is 5 feet and 5 feet where 6 feet are required. I did extend my concrete where it needs a total of 94.10% concrete, where 60% is allowed.
Do you have anything else? Okay. Anybody here would like to speak on this? Come on up, grab the mic, give your name and your address.
Hi.
Is that on?
Just wait until it turns on. My name is Mark Brickman. I live at 5148 Avenue del Sol, catty corner across the street from this resident. Several of the neighbors, we don't have a problem with what she's asked. And what we have a problem with, this house is a four-bedroom house that they bought, and it's been converted into a seven-bedroom where they rent the bedrooms out. Now, the problem being is the number of cars that are on the street. Now, she did extend the driveway to help alleviate the cars, which gave her the 94% of the pay, and she does get some of the cars off the street instead of in front of everybody else's house on the street. At times there have been up to 11 cars there. So there's several of the other neighbors here, and people have written in about it. I don't think most of us have a problem with her variance as long as it's understood in front of the council that they use it to park all the cars that belong to the house, and those cars are parked in front of their house or in their driveway, and not all up and down the residential street. The rest of the people can't have their guests parked, but there's cars in front of everybody else's house. And this has been an ongoing issue for probably a year and a half. So that's about where we're at.
Okay.
I don't know if the safety part, but the driveway piece.
You can direct the board and then just to us. Direct it to us. And
well,
then
I was looking at the
that's paper. Okay.
The driveway piece this year has all been cemented. Okay. And from what I understood and looked up in the last day, it's not, it's too much cement there. Okay, but the biggest problem, or the help, depending on how you look at it, is they do park cars up here, which is better for the neighborhood. And they're not parked all up and down the street. So we don't want it to be, they can park more cars here, now they can rent more and park more cars down the street. You know, like an end point somewhere in the cycle.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not good with these mics.
You did fine.
You can put a mask at
that
time.
That's okay.
My dad's going through some issues. I can't
do it. It's okay. So, thank you for coming.
My name is John Brzezinski. I live at 5138 Avenue de Del Sol. I live next to Mark, he's my neighbor, and I'm one house down, Caddy Corner, to the property that we're discussing. I pretty much agree with pretty much everything Mark said, except I learned a little bit here listening about the concrete and everything, and I have to admit that it looks pretty unsightly. I mean, it's not a driveway anymore, it's a parking lot now. The other day they had a function or something out there, people living there, and I kind of 9 cars in the driveway. Double park, and a work truck up near the front door. And this stuff we're talking about, it's all been done already. So I'm wondering if there's permits involved or inspections on this.
We can address that to her after you finish.
Okay, so anyway, my concern is it's pretty unsightly. And the cars are just like right up against the driveway, up against the car close to the house. The cars also, when they're double parked end to end, they're also blocking the sidewalks. We have children that go to school, there's elderly people that walk, and they can't, excuse me, have a progress with it. They can't get past that area. So I'm not sure how improving that parking there is going to block the sidewalks, because they can't really park that many cars there. Not legally, where they're blocking the right over the sidewalk. So that's one issue I have. As Mark said, there's a lot of people coming in and out of this house. Most of them don't use the front door, they go out to the left and into the garage. It's amazing how many people are coming in and out of this property. And I'm sorry, I'm a little not too versed, I just got the information Saturday night, so I'm not kind of up.
That's you're doing fine.
I have an issue with the shed.
Okay.
My issue is, like Mark, I'm not opposed to anything. I just want to make sure that this unit is used for a shed, not a kitchen area for people that are staying there or a sleeping area. And there was power run to the shed. It run from halfway up. And also, there was workmen over there that were digging trenches, and I've done a little plumbing, and I noticed ABS pipe, more like drain pipe, going down to the sewer. So I'm not sure if that was covered. I'm not sure if there's any kind of P traps, or I'm not sure exactly what that is. So the sewer doesn't back up. I don't think any of that got permits, as far as I can find. So my concern is for safety for anything that might be going on. And also, with all the people staying there, the traffic, I'm concerned about the safety of the children, different people, you know, just coming out through. There's so many people, so congested there. So
okay.
I think that's all good. I have to say.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm sorry for your bad news.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this?
Hello, my name is Arun Seba. I live at 5119 Avenue de Busso, Las Vegas, 89119. I'm the second house from Reno Inn, which is what my neighbors were saying. There is a lot of traffic in and out. I myself have experienced traffic that comes into that property. It almost seems like an airport because they turn flying and it just like parks straight into that residence. I've seen it before where cars turning from the cul-de-sac on the other side, they're going so fast that they don't see the cars are turning, say, pretty much to the right of the street. the other thing that also concerns me is, yes, there is a lot of vehicles. They're piled up in there. My concern is, in the event of an emergency, and it seems like there's a lot of people in there, to me it's a safety issue. If emergency vehicles ever have to respond to this, let's just say the fire department, if they're not gonna have an easy access to the residence because the cars are maybe about 2 feet apart from each other, so they have to bring stretcher or fire department has to bring their equipment. So crowded in there, and let's just say fire ever happens out of the garage for whatever reason, those vehicles catch on fire, the fire department really don't have access to that. It's a concern to me. So yeah, it's all those vehicles, the speed of the traffic, and how they park. It's very hard for anybody to use the sidewalk. Basically, they have to go on the street to get around vehicles. So if there's a way they can limit the vehicles, that would work.
Thank you. Okay. Do you want to respond to?
Yes.
You have 3 minutes.
Okay. So.
Oh, wait. I need to, really quick, thank you. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak on this agenda item? You already spoke. If I'm hoping that everybody's kind of covered the whole thing, and things, just let me bring to your attention really quick. We hear your concerns, and I can give you advice after the meeting if you'd like of how to deal with those concerns, but we are only here to actually discuss the waivers of the things that are in the agenda. But I can help you afterwards if you want, and I'll give you a number to call to who the right people would be to help you with some of the complaints that you have and to take care of that. Hopefully she'll be a little better neighbor after hearing what you've said to her. So go ahead and do your quick thing and some of the answers.
So as you can see, my house is on the corner, right? So part of the reason, like you said, the reason why I extended my concrete was to avoid issues. Nobody wants to have issues with our neighbors, right? I do live in the corner. I'm not the only one. I have 7 cars, and my husband does have a work truck. So I have a neighbor next to me. Unfortunately, he's not here. So I would love all my neighbors to be here so they understand exactly why I did the concrete. He has a truck and then another 6 cars. I'm not here to complain or anything. I want to be in peace with all my neighbors. There's neighbors that have dumpsters in the sidewalk blocking just so we don't park, and you're not supposed to have dumpsters unless it's the trash or whatever. So that is part of the reason why I did it. I do have a big family, and I told most of my family, hey, avoid, you know, this, avoid here, there, now, parking all the way, because they do, I do have a lot of, you know, barbecues, I do, I'm the one with the house, I'm the one with the, it's not people living there, and I can guarantee, and the reason why I was pushed or motivated to do this was because there was a complaint filed already where there was pictures. I also have complaints.
No, we're going to stay with what you're here for. So the only thing I want you to address is the things that you put on your application. So we can go back all night with that.
Yeah.
And that's between, and I can give you a number too.
No.
But I don't want to get off track of what you need to say to clarify. So the question was, what we want to get back to is your storage, the no waivers, because you've already done it.
Uh-huh. And there is no electricity side
to create. Well, and that was the other question, is addressing
there is no electricity,
the plumbing or electricity
no
running to
at
it.
All.
So on that, if you don't have any comments on anything, like if you can justify there's no power, there's no plumbing,
yes.
Did you bring pictures of anything?
I actually gave everything to my father.
Okay.
I submitted everything to her, pictures and everything.
Okay.
Okay, so did you close it to the...
I did close it to the public, because that's why she's back. I think I did. If not, it's closed to the public now. We're going to allow... we hear so many of these that they come in front of us and things are already built and done, and then we give excuses like, well, it's there, it's not harming the neighbors. And I think it's a public street you live on, correct? So really, the parking is a courtesy of all neighbors to park in front of their house and not park in other people's houses. So that is a thing I would love for you guys to do as neighbors, is be more
considerate.
Yes. Because that is something that public, when it's a public, it's not an HOA, it doesn't say you guys don't have HOA, I assume, right? It doesn't allow her to not park in any part of the street, because it is a public street. So I just wanted to verify that with you guys, with her. The storage shed, let's start with the first one, reduce the setback for the structure storage from the 8 inches to 5 feet. When did you do this, and why did you think that you could do it without a permit, and how close you did to an adjacent wall?
So I did this all was done almost a year ago.
And how was it, who did it for you?
It was a contractor. I didn't know, like it's
you hired a licensed contractor?
It was actually my husband did all the people.
Okay.
So
when you did it, if you even were familiar, the setbacks are there. If you go pull a permit, they're going to tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say you need that setback, and there's reasons for it.
Yeah.
And so I have a big problem with that. And then it wasn't done just once, it was done again.
So the other one, I purchased at home like that. So when they
it was existing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that one on the other side was existing.
Yeah. When
okay.
I the other one I built because we actually had like a metal one that we bought and built. But last year there was a really strong wind and it was already kind of like falling apart, so it like literally destroyed it. Like I said, I mentioned my husband does have a company,
right.
And that's why he decided to build it.
So the shed wasn't, both sheds weren't, didn't go
no,
in the house.
This one
bought.
On the
smaller one, the first one.
Right.
That's the one we built.
Okay.
And then the other one on the I'm sorry, on the northwest,
that's the one
on the northeast, was there.
Okay, and was that a shed, the one on the northeast, or is that an additional?
Yeah, no, it's a shed.
Okay,
a shed.
And that one is still there?
Yeah.
Okay, now you said that the one on the other side is a replacement for one that got blown away in the wind, right?
Yeah.
Where was the one before that located?
Literally right next to the house.
It was in the same place?
It had
a little bit too.
It had a setback, though, it wasn't the...
It was
a
built-in one.
And you said that there's like a pad that this sits on, right? That it's movable?
It's movable.
Yeah, there's
explain
a
that to me. Okay.
It's a platform.
Okay. Is it concrete or?
No, it's wood.
It's like those
okay.
ones that they build underneath and you could lift it and move
so,
it.
Okay.
She could move it if she needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if the footage where she would move, but that wouldn't be the
it
problem.
In 2018, the bad one.
Okay.
It was with the house.
Yeah, so this one is...
So would you be willing to move, if that one's movable, I mean, if so, The existing one, I understand we can't hold anybody responsible because they sell them and this is what happens and it gets through the cracks, right? Right. But that one, if you're willing to move it, do you know the footage that you can get it off the wall? How far over can you move it? Can you get close to the...
Well, and you have a pretty big backyard, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So,
like,
so you can move it any place else.
So if you're willing,
you just have to see how you can move it over, like, the pole, because it's a little big, so that's my concern. So I would want to.
But you could,
this area.
Right?
I could ask and see how without,
squeeze.
You know.
I don't think she's getting that on the other side.
But I know they
she's going to have to.
Her entire backyard is concrete as well as the front yard. So. There's just so many issues with that one. That's why I said you can't set precedence by
the fact also was
one
there.
Group
that's
they can have concrete.
The cement was all there, yeah.
The only thing that I added to the house was the new shed.
And the cot in the front.
That's it.
Okay, so this was a 4-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. It's now 7-bedroom.
That's how I purchased it. I did not add anything.
Well, it doesn't say that on.
No, but
you can go to, when you go to where you purchased it. It was a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath.
So how many bedrooms do you have now?
6.
So how did you get 6?
That's how I purchased it.
What the closing.
It's sold as a 4-bedroom house.
So wait. So
when did you buy it in 2021?
Yes.
In 2021, it was a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath house.
In the house, does it have a?
I actually printed pictures as well.
Did it have an option done? Did it have something they could just, because if they didn't do structural, they could close off an option done. They could close off a dining area. They could do that without structural engineering or.
Well, that's,
so that's why I'm asking her how she did it. If she does have that many bedrooms.
Did she have permits when she made those changes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, that's the thing, that's why I even printed the pictures, so you see the pictures that are on the website, and I printed them for that reason, and I even told my planner.
So I guess that has nothing to do with the waivers that she's asking for, though. That's just a concern of how much parking.
Of having proper permits and the number of occupants that are allowed in the space.
Which is causing the waiver for
the
hardscape.
If you didn't have so many people living there, you wouldn't need all the parking. And again, here we are with another one of you can't concrete your entire lot. That's not per code, and you can't just say throw some pots up there.
Yeah.
In this case, they're parking all over it. In the backyard, they have a couple of trees. There's not even any greenery back there. And, you can say you have pictures, but I'm looking up county records. So I don't know that you didn't add on to the house on the inside without permits.
So
did you do any work inside the house?
No. The only two things that I mentioned that I said are the shed and the concrete. Everything else was there. And again, you saw the pictures. You could pull out pictures on how the house was.
Well, I'm pulling up pictures, and I'm seeing a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath house. Sold in May of 2021, it's worth $500,000 now, so you made a good investment, but you're not taking care of it like it's a $500,000 investment. Looks like crap. It's not fair to your neighbors to have that many people parking in your basically your yard. There's one before you pulled the concrete. There's a picture online at Christmas. There's somebody parked at your frickin' front door on the dirt. I mean, that's the kind of neighbor you've been. Doesn't matter how old the neighborhood is. The houses were built in 77, so they're all older. And I understand things aren't as nice as they are in a gated community. But that doesn't mean you treat it like it's an apartment complex. Yeah, and I understand it's your family. There's a website that shows me the name of everybody living in that house. I see it's your family.
Yes.
But you just can't. I just don't think that we can do this.
I can't support it. I mean, this is a continuation of who built what, I don't know. But it was a 4-bedroom house, and now it's that.
on top of concreting everything in. And anybody knows, if you're going to do stuff like that, you need permits. And they come before this board quite often, and they don't have any permits. And I'm personally tired of it. And I don't care, but I'm not going to support it. If they have to tear the whole thing up, then so be it.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to deny the application. Are we going to vote?
Yeah, I was just thinking. If I I understand her vote against the permits. I'm a licensed contractor, and I hear it every day. And my problem with it is I feel for you with the parking, because I understand you were trying to do good. I have 7 cars in my driveway every day, and they're all family. And so I understand that that happens. So my thing is I would love to say that I could support it, but I didn't submit mine all either. I made accommodations another way. So I just want to let you know that. So on that note, with the motion to deny, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you go in front of county commissioners. I would try to do some adjustments and with everything and try to figure out if you can pull permits, move the storage shed, or figure out what you can do.
Those meetings are in the evening, and I would suggest if you're very serious about this, it should kind of...
Is applicant... Applicant number, it's going to move forward to the council. So you'll go to... On July the 2nd. Is applicant for 13 here? Come on up. ZC250354... I'm going to say it right, probably Danella, is that correct? Close?
Yeah.
zone change for classifying of 076 acres of a RS20 residential zone to a commercial general zone within airport overlay, generally located on McLeod, 375 feet south of Oquendo Road within Paradise. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. It's so fascinating. This is my first time that I've actually...
Well, welcome. I hope we didn't scare you too bad. But state your name and address for the record, please.
Suzanne Lee, LEA. I'm a commercial real estate agent with MDL Group, and I'm representing my client, Tandela, as you pronounced her correctly.
If you guys want to take it... Conversation. Excuse me, sir. If you guys... You can take it outside or... I apologize. It's just I want her to have the respect. Have a good night.
My first time here too.
Drive safe. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
The range is so great.
Go ahead.
So my guys have this parcel right here, and it's just vacant all land. And you got a neighbor to the south that has his house up for sale. Currently, Airbnb. Oh, and
there you go. Yes.
yes, and then below him we have George, and I've met with him too. He has some interest in here, and he likes the idea of neighborhood commercial and commercial general. He's actually thinking if this works, he'd like to do so. So this is a aviation parcel, and then you have just another owner of the Royal Land, and another guy, and then down below is some more aviation. And so it's been very hard to sell. We'd like to sell this, but nobody wants to put a house underneath the airport anymore. So what we were hoping to do is to change it to commercial general. This is all neighborhood commercial. Is where they're hoping to build it. We have a Plymouth Business Park up here. And that's industrial warehouse space. This is a warehouse complex. And mostly at the corners up here, it's zoned for businesses planning a warehouse space. But here they wanted a buffer. And so we are happy to present it to sale as a buffer.
Is that it? Okay. Is anybody here want to speak on this item from the public? Go ahead and come on up. Say your name and your address, please.
Hi, good evening. My name is Michelle Velasquez. My address is 3162 East Defendo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. If I can put my map up here to show. So I live on this street here, Oquendo, just about the middle of that area. And when, not that long ago, about a little over a year ago, when there was a board meeting for this location, we didn't realize that the street was going to be opened. So now that the zoning must be changed right next to this warehouse that was built, I figured, you know, we better come if it wants to get changed from residential to commercial. My question is to the board is, what is the purpose for that change? Do they want to build another warehouse in that area? There is a high school right here. And the problem that I'm having now with the street that opened and that warehouse being right in the corner near where they want to change this residential to commercial is that during school, the buses are going through here now. And for some reason, school buses are stopping here. I'm not sure if they're waiting for a little bit of time to pass before they can get more kids. But as I'm turning in the mornings, it's becoming really hard to turn in that direction because of the increased traffic to the area. So if there's like, I'm just wondering what they're going to build here, because if there's like another warehouse being built, I feel it's just going to create a lot more traffic to the area, at least going for residential. So I'm not sure there's any information why they want to change that.
Okay, let me. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Go ahead and give her the mic back. Seeing nobody else, we're going to close it to the public and bring it back to you. I was going to say with the zoning change, it's whatever's within the zoning she's asking for. So she probably at this time has, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, they have no really plan for it. They just would like to have the opportunity to have it commercial. So there's no way to say actually or hold them responsible either. Long as it's within that zoning that they're asking for, they have the right. But then they would have to come back in for other things if they wanted something different or a permit. So I think I'm answering that correctly. You at this time have really no clue what you propose to put there. Do you have any idea what the owner would like to? You do? Yes? Go ahead and speak to us and then.
The good news is that it's confusing, but that open the business park up there, that's warehouse space, that's an industrial use. So you can put a warehouse there. You notice that there's warehouses here. Right? But actually, everyone agrees with you that they don't want to put, I can't put a warehouse here because it's not permitted. This is really tiny over here, but if you can read it, it says neighborhood commercial. It doesn't give me permission to do business employment or industrial. What they want is to make sure that there's a buffer between something like that and your factory. So this piece of land is vacant. This is a aviation land. That has nothing to do with me. But I can't put a warehouse here for my company. This is something that, like, if somebody wants to have their shop, like a little shop, or they want to, maybe a plumber, right, that has this little thing. It's not something that you can put a warehouse on.
Excuse me. You have to direct the board and not the public, but that's okay. But going beyond that, we're that's why I said you can look up. There's ways to look up, or you can call and ask what she's asking for. They only can put what the commercial. So that's why I was saying whatever they're asking for.
Tyler, what can you put in general commercial?
Like, but there's a list.
So you can put convenience store, not quite even retail.
Auto shop.
Restaurant, yeah.
Dentist office, anything community pertains, the word.
So
that the neighborhood.
This is my area because I'm in the same kind of neighborhood further down. That's Del Sol High School. So the problem is that little strip of those rural estates got trapped by everybody building around it. So you have the industrial there up all along Patrick. You've got Ribeiro stuff. It's filling in with industrial. And when she says aviation, that means the airport owns it because of the noise of the flight path. That is the flight path right there. All the planes land there. So it would be, you couldn't buy a, no one would build a house there unless they soundproofed it. And I don't think that's going to happen. The two people that are there, we had another one on the other side of Patrick that just sold to, it's close to the high school. We saw that a few months ago. Same thing where it's going to be an industrial warehouse. So that's basically what this area is going to become. And the reason there's so much traffic is one, because I live off of Annie Oakley, which is like a freeway now. It used to be, and it's only two lanes. We have so many people who have moved here, and Pecos, Eastern, Sand Hill are all under construction. And people are driving every which way through all these, anything that's going to cut through. Anything that's going to cut through. So, you know, whatever they build there is really not going to affect the traffic. And you're going to see all of that eventually change to some kind of commercial. Because it is right under the airport flight path, and that airport's not going anywhere. So, I just don't know that general commercial is the thing. I would think an industrial warehouse would make more sense than, you know, that's not a good location for a 7-Eleven.
But there's
good
general
commercial
on the other
good
side.
Transition into that. In the
that's
future.
True.
There, I work right over there, and I would love to see some more general commercial because it's just all warehouse and there's nothing close by. I think it would be a nice buffer, like what she's talking about. I'm not opposed, obviously, either way, but there's so much industrial over there. That
so do you want to make a motion? Hold on, the board's still talking. do you want to make a motion?
John, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the zone change subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You're going forward.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay. I do have something to say about your bus problem. Call the school district. Call the bus to the Clark County. CCSD bus and let them know that they're lying in the train. If there's a problem, they'll take care of it. If they're told to park there, that's what they do. But call them and let them know if that's an issue for you. Okay. Have a good night. Okay. Is there any general business? No. Okay. Comments by the general public period devoted to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction by will be held. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken at this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak at this time? Seeing it, closing it. Next meeting is June 24th, 2024. Can I get a motion
to adjourn?
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
It wasn't 6 bedrooms, it was 7 because her husband told me it was 7. They converted the garage.
The garage. I knew they converted something with just inner walls.
They made it a kitchen between the two. And I knew the people that had it before.
Yeah.
And it was a big garage.
The only thing you could do is code enforcement. Thank you. That's what I was going to tell you guys, Paul. You need, if you have issues with certain things, code enforcement will come out, and they'll take.
But what's the